This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Nature Notes with our friend Jim Gilbert. Naturalist friend is on the horn, and we're going to talk with Jim in just a moment. Brought to us by Cardinal Corner and by the Yard Patio Furniture. I want to talk a little bit about Cardinal Corner. We've been telling you about this great store, two locations, for about 6 years now. Well, as I told you, so much more than a birdseed store. In fact, they just received a shipment of beautiful craft glass bird baths. They almost look like a flower. They come in purple, amber, and white. Speckled glass and a blue-pointed bowl. The birds will love splashing around in these new bird baths. You got to see them for yourself, too. Cardinal Corner also has 7.5 by 15 hanging teardrop glass art balls that should be beautiful when they catch all the sunlight. And, of course, the freshest bird seed in town at Cardinal Corner. Get their monthly newsletter, all kinds of tips and stories. Subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul. That location is Butler and South Robert. Amy is at the Newport Center. They always like to chat with you. 651-455-6556. Or as I said online, cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Well, good morning to you, Jim Gilbert.
Good morning.
We've already lost 1 degree from 50 down to 49 currently.
49 in the Twin Cities. I'll write that down. We have 47 here. On the northwest side of Lake Waconia, we're located about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. It's misting, so it's still actually raining, but a mist coming down. Foggy in a distance. I looked at the rain gauge. We received 3/100-inch more rain since midnight for a total of exactly 4.50 inches, 4.5 inches exactly. And that's since last Monday. And around here, we're seeing the precipitation has caused much ponding on farm fields. And this is true throughout much of CCO land now. So it's tough for farmers. Some don't even have crops planted yet. So this is tough. We need to dry out. In our yard, Lily of the Valley is blooming nicely this morning. Look at that. And the Korean lilac began blooming in our yard just this past Friday. It's beautiful. Sunrise today, 5:38. Sunset, 8:42. Today in the Twin Cities area, we have 15 hours and 4 minutes of daylight. So 15 hours, 4 minutes of daylight. We've gained 2 minutes of daylight since yesterday, 15 minutes since last Sunday, and 6 hours and 17 minutes is the total amount of daylight gain since last December 21st, the winter solstice. We still have 32 minutes of daylight to gain by June 20th, the summer solstice, and the longest daylight period of the year when astronomical summer begins in the northern hemisphere. The normal high for today, Denny, is 71, the normal low 51, so we're well below that.
And we might hit 51 for a high.
Isn't that something? Well, anyway, records for today, May 21st in the Twin Cities. High, listen to this one, 92, set in 1964. But the low was 33, set in 1997. And way back in historic records, Pioneer Records, the low was 32, set in 1844. On this date in 1906, it rained 3.16, so over 3 inches of rain one day. That is, it would have been the 21st of May, 1906. Wow. Anyway, there's been a trace of snow on this date in 1931 and again in 1963. Now we have this waning crescent moon that rose this morning at 3:28. I don't think anybody in CCO land saw that, but due to the cloud cover. But it sets this afternoon at 3:39. Our next full moon is Friday, June 9th. Now, I have a note from Rod Nerdahl. He's a consulting astronomer who has prepared the astronomical materials published in the Minnesota Weather Guide environment calendars for the past 28 years. And he says there's a sky watching event tomorrow morning, May 22nd, again Tuesday the 23rd. So one of those mornings should be clear enough to see this. So about a half hour to 45 minutes before sunrise, as the sky is just getting light, look in the east, you see this waning crescent moon. Close to the moon will be the planets Venus and Mercury. Plus, the planet Saturn is in the south-southwestern horizon. All kinds of things happening outside. White-tailed deer fawns are now being born. Young woodchucks can be seen out and about. Eastern tiger swallowtail butterflies are on the wing. I got a note here from Rick Haley from Delano saying he saw one on Tuesday the 16th, and he says the Korean mountain ash is full bloom, as was full bloom in their yard this past week. Let's see. Oh, yeah. First migrating monarch butterflies have returned. House wrens, gray catbirds, yellow warblers, Baltimore Orioles, American robins, and many more bird species fill the air with their special music, and I've been hearing this morning. So through the mist comes the beautiful sound of the birds. Even heard tree swallows twittering out here. Yews, firs, and spruces are evergreens that now look especially attractive with their new bright green growth. Lawns, trees, shrubs, and whole forests are lush green. New cattail leaves have grown up 2 to 5 feet, so marshes have also begun looking green again. Gardeners harvest leaf lettuce, radishes, and green onions and are looking for the first ripe strawberries. Now is the time to plant watermelon, squash, pumpkin, and muskmelon seeds directly into the ground. At the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, located along State Highway 5, a couple of miles west of Chanhassen, late tulip and lilacs are blooming nicely. They're beautiful. And the colorful northern lights azaleas are now blooming. In the Grace B. Dayton Wildflower Garden, the small yellow lady slipper has dozens of flowers. It's fabulous right now. And the large yellow lady slipper has just started blooming this past Friday. May apples are in bloom, and the large flower trillium is still blooming. From St. Peter to the Twin Cities, I noticed this just the last few days. The old-fashioned bridal wreath spirea has clusters of white, tiny white flowers, but there's so many clusters that it gives you the effect of, these look like white fountains when you see them. These shrubs are about 6 feet high and commonly seen in neighborhoods. David and Mary Brislance live on the ridge above Lake Superior at Lutzen. Report, wildflowers blooming now in the area include Canada violets and other violets, spring beauty, nodding trillium, Dutchman's breeches, false rue anemone, marsh marigold. They now have seen 15 species of warblers, including the northern perilla black and white in Nashville. The first ruby-throated hummingbird arrived at their feeding station this last Monday, the 15th of May. In the cold yesterday, a yellow-rumped warbler was at the suet feeder, and the male black-throated green warbler drank sugar water from the hummingbird feeder. Oh, and by the way, it was a couple degrees warmer in Lutzen yesterday than it was here. Landscape has a beautiful mint green look to it now because there's small leaves out on paper birches, quaking aspens, and the maples. And at Chickwalk, that's in a southern bay of Saginaw Lake, that's at the end of the Gunflint Trail, a common loon has been incubating eggs there since May 5th.
As I said,
so many things happening. I got more, but let's talk about By the Yard.
Yes, and I was thinking, as you said, the Gunflint Trail, I'm thinking of folks that are lucky to have a cabin, a lake home, a getaway. Sometimes it requires a little bit of work, and you don't want... You don't want to have to stain your patio furniture or paint it or whatever.
No,
that's why By the Yard, whether you have a getaway or just your home here in the Twin Cities or all around CCOland or anywhere in the world for that matter, By the Yard maintenance-free outdoor furniture made right here in Minnesota out of recycled plastic milk jugs. This is the product that we've, in this family-run business, Jim and I have told you about for so many years. And if you do have a getaway at the lake home, let's say, you don't want to have more work. And Jim, right? You just leave that furniture out. You're in and you're out. You don't have to do anything to it.
You know, with the rain, ours looks really, really nice this morning.
Yeah, it's not going to fade.
All green.
Yeah, perfect. And once you have it, you never have to replace it. You just keep adding to it. So make it easy on yourself. Invest in maintenance-free outdoor furniture from By the Yard. A lot of folks call By the Yard after Jim's show and request that. It's just a recording, so you can just request a catalog. 877-220-0448. You can call direct 952-492-2777. Or if you didn't get any of those numbers, like a lot of folks do after Jim's show, get on the web at buytheyard.net. This furniture, and Jim knows this too, a 35-year warranty. Great product. And made right here in CCO land.
Beautiful furniture. They have so many different styles.
They really do. And check out that showroom down 169. Very quick drive down 169. All right, Jim, what else do you have today?
Well, naturalist Matt Chu just talked to me this morning. He was in Wabasha on Friday the 19th. Now, he's quite a naturalist. In 3 hours' time, he saw 50 species of birds and 22 species of wildflowers. Now, wildflowers like sweet Sicily, wild geranium, and columbine along the Zumbro River. He says, just beautiful, simply beautiful, lots of it. John Cyrus, for 7 days from May 8th to the 14th, observed 130 bird species in Carver County. That's where we live here, right around, you know, Waconee area. But on last Monday, the 14th, he found 101 species at Rapids Lake. That's also in Carver County, including an early morning common nighthawk, 23 species of warblers, 10 species of sparrows, 5 flycatchers, including eastern wood peewee, and 4 vireo species, including the Philadelphia vireo. So that's quite a feat to see 101 species of birds in a morning of birding. Julie Brophy from Victoria on the 15th, that'd be last Monday, said that was the last day they had white-throated sparrows. She misses their sweet songs, but in place, she said, I heard my first deer, eastern wood peewee. On Tuesday, Julie and Bill noticed that June bugs were bouncing off the screen that evening. And on Friday in Victoria, she said, I saw my first female hummingbird, and it was nectaring on wild columbine. She's also been feeding mealworms to Baltimore Orioles, a morning warbler, and Swainson's thrushes. Still, she says, I can't but feel badly for the flycatchers and other insectivores who, with this prolonged rain, are just having a hard time making it, just living. From the Minnesota Bird, it's on a website. I got this just yesterday, May 20th. I don't know the author, and I don't know where they live, but it's got to be someplace in southern Minnesota. But anyway, at a grape jelly feeder this morning, this person saw a male indigo bunting hovering below the feeder and taking bits of jelly. Now, this observer also was keeping track of what's coming to the grape jelly feeder, the sugar water feeder, and half oranges besides Orioles and besides the Baltimore Orioles. Downy, hairy, and red-bellied woodpeckers, ruby-throated hummingbirds, of course, blue jays, great catbirds, house finches, scarlet tanager, rose-breasted grosbeaks, common grackles, and the orchard oriole. So that's quite a deal.
Jim, before we get too far away, John is calling from North Branch. He's been hanging on for over 10 minutes, and I thought, well, maybe we could get a quick call and a text and see what's up. What's your observation, John?
Yes, I just want to mention that the last several days, the birds, mostly orioles, and including one orchard oriole, have been drinking or eating a full quart of grape jelly per day. And it's mostly orioles, but if there's scarlet tanagers, catbirds, even rose-breasted grosbeaks and assorted woodpeckers.
Wow, okay, good. Thank you, John. North Branch.
North Branch.
I want to alert our listeners, too, that any emails we get that we don't have time to mention on Jim's show, I mail to Jim. So be rest assured that they don't get lost.
Jerry Gray says first killdeers hatched at his place and just on the edge of Winstead. This is past Wednesday. They're precocious. The little ones can run around almost as soon as they hatch. Jim Hovder from Little Rock Lake, that's near Rice, reports Lily Valley blooming nicely. The lake temperature last Sunday was 66 and now 57, dropped 9 degrees with this cold rain. There's so many things. Elizabeth Howard and Julie Brophy from Journey North report monarch butterfly migration increase. In other words, they've moved up to the 45-degree north latitude mark. So it was last Sunday, Patty Kuiper at Hopkins saw her first monarch. And also Sunday the 14th, Tom Bovers from Faribault saw, with the south winds, he said, I'm sure I'm going to see a monarch, and he did. Saw his first year of monarch the 14th. And Tim Grady on the 14th saw his first of the year monarch butterfly while driving north between Chatfield and Rochester. And in the afternoon, he was driving between the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum and Victoria and saw another migrating monarch. So the monarchs are here.
All right.
Well,
I know. We're out of time, Jim. I'm getting the hook here.
I know you are.
And as far as birds flying into windows, that's kind of a competition thing, isn't it?
Oh, close your drape. Put Bon Ami on the windows. Hang streamers down.
Just any distraction.
If one hits the window, go out and pick it up, put it in a paper bag. About two-thirds of the time, it'll live and be just fine.
Excellent. Jim, thanks so much. We hope to talk to you with you next week, huh?
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye for now.
Jim Gilbert, Nature Notes, back next Sunday.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.